I've just returned from France after hitchhiking on 8 ships, mostly Coast Guard. Coast Guard craft seem to be all over the channel, snaking survivors out of the water, rushing wounded to first aid, and landing infantry and vehicles on the beach. I hit the beach myself early during D-Day when the Coast Guard cutter on which I was stationed went close ashore to pull aboard some men who had capsized in a duck. They came aboard shivering and shaking with cold, and as soon as they got below, proceeded to get seasick all over the place. I ceased interviewing them at this point and asked my skipper, Lieutenant Raymond Rosenblum of Baltimore, if he would hail a passing landing craft inward bound to the beach and put me aboard. The transfer was made, and my new skipper, Lieutenant Edward Raymond of Pittsburgh, said, "I don't think we can get in. It's all these obstacles that are messing the thing up before we even get to the beach. I couldn't see any obstacles." "That's the trouble," he said. "Neither can we. The tide is running high and they're covered. Those are heavy posts driven into the sand with booby traps attached. At low tide, we can avoid them. At high tide, you see," he pointed to various landing craft up and down the beach, which had been stove in and swung idly back and forth with the surf. "They got it," he said.